Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church. I know you hear that all the time in the intro, and I still keep saying it, but hey, you know what? We want you to know who's talking to you, and it's me. It's Kevin, and I am just hanging out here on the program. We're bringing you guys a lot of different messages, a lot of different topics, because it's a topical Bible study, and we are trying to help you come to a greater knowledge of the Word. We want to help you become more mature as a believer. We want you to understand who you are in Christ and be lifted up and empowered to live and walk a godly life. And we do that with a guest on the program. And today I have an amazing guest. It's Martita Stanton. Welcome to the program, Martita.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing great. But before you get going, I want to share something that I learned from this program.
Okay.
So in the mornings, I usually take a walk and I'll listen to the program. And it's older programs because at 7:30, I have to be at work. So I woke earlier than that, and I was listening to one of the programs, and it happens to be me speaking in the program right with you.
It's always weird to listen to yourself, isn't it?
Yes,
on the radio.
It is.
I know it is.
But as we were talking, I realized that I made an error in the program. And then at the end, I happened to say, you need to check and see if what we're saying is correct or not.
Was that the Habakkuk Hosea episode?
Yes.
So I remember that.
We were talking about my people
right
perish because of lack of knowledge.
Right.
Well, that's in Hosea 4:6.
Right.
But in my mind, I kept hearing Habakkuk.
Right.
And I said, after we left, I thought, you know, that was wrong. And I didn't think about it. And then I heard it on the radio and I said, wait a minute. I need to dig into this because this is wrong. And so I went. And so I want to clear it out that Hosea 4:6 is my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Habakkuk 2:2, which kept coming to my mind, is write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he
that
may run
so
who reads it. And it's actually the Lord is telling me to write my dreams and my visions and go with it.
Sure.
And remind myself of it. So actually it was for me, but I want to share out. You know, it's funny because I got so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, exactly what I said I need to do.
I
just want to clarify that to you.
Sure.
And then
everybody that's listening out there, you need to know and understand that we are trying to bring the truth to the best of our knowledge, the best of our abilities. If you make a mistake, because you know that's not a false teacher.
Correct.
A false teacher is somebody who's trying to, you know, press issues and make things match up with the Word, and they're twisting the Word. You know, but we're all going to make mistakes as pastors and teachers and sharing things.
A false teacher purposely is going out of the way to make things wrong.
Yes.
But we all as teachers, and it doesn't matter, we will make mistakes.
Right. And that's why you should test everything that we say.
Yes.
You know, and go read your Bible and dig in there.
Yes.
And
so
mine this stuff out on your own.
And that's
what you were saying you began to do, and it's
yes,
so encouraging.
And then the next one is I was listening to another program, and you were talking with Mark Cook.
Yeah.
And you guys, I mean, I've read, you know, the beginning a million times. But the way that you guys explained it and compared it to Jesus and back then, it blew me away. So I couldn't wait to get home that night to dig into it.
Sure.
And that's the thing. This program is to help you burn that passion up.
Yeah, to catch on fire.
Yes.
We're just the spark.
Yes. So you go in and we just get your interest. So you go in and dig into it. And I mean, it's just hunger and passion
and
becoming. And so here I am saying that I listen to the program and it's doing it for me.
Yeah.
It is bringing a passion that I haven't had in a
and
while.
I'm believing that it's doing it for everybody.
Yes.
Listening. I hope you guys are actually being challenged and opening your Bibles and, you know, digging around and doing this stuff.
It is amazing.
Yeah. It's so cool, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Let's stir them up again today.
You know? Yes.
Let's talk about something.
Go for it.
What do you want to talk about?
Ooh. Like we were talking about the word justified, which is a very Christianese word.
Yeah.
And so we want to break it and make it normal people word.
Sure. So the word Christianese means that, you know, it's like anybody ever's talking to you and you don't understand what they're saying, it's like you're speaking Chinese. Well, Christianese are Christian words in the Bible that don't make sense to you, like justified, sanctified, redeemed, redemption, you know,
walking in
those,
the Spirit.
Yeah, you know, different things that the Bible says many times can seem like, okay, what is that? So we thought we'd spend maybe a day or two hitting a few of those different words and just talking about what it means. So today's Christianese word is justification.
Yes.
Okay. So justification in Christian theology, it means it's either the act by which God moves a willing person from the state of sin or injustice to the state of grace or justice. And then the number two meaning is the change in a person's condition, moving them from a state of sin to a state of righteousness. You know, and the act of acquittal, whereby God gives sinners the status of being righteous. So somebody who's justified has been made holy.
Yes.
They've been made perfect. And that's such a cool thing, because our whole lives and everything that we're doing depend on our ability to recognize that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
And I want to go make it even simpler English. It's like if you go to court and you're guilty of something, you committed the crime, you go in, but the grace of God, because of the blood of Jesus, says your debt has been paid, you're free to go.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Right. And then Jesus goes to jail.
Yes, and Jesus is the one that paid the price.
Absolutely.
So he's saying, she's not going, in my case, she will say, Martita's not going to jail. I'm taking her place
right.
for it.
And that's what, you know, the whole, you know, strength of the Bible is based on, the cross. What happened at the cross? You know, look at Romans 4, 25.
Yes, so let's read that one. And I'm going to do it in the Amplified. Who was betrayed, who is Jesus, who was betrayed and crucified because of our sins and was raised from the dead because our justification, our acquittal, absolving us of all sin before God. He took all the sin in him so we can be free.
Right. Well, now you have another word, it's called acquittal. Okay, that's more of a Courtney's term, you know, instead of Christianese. Now we're getting into Courtney's.
The legal ones.
Okay, and these is a legal word, and if you're an attorney, you understand this word, or if you're a criminal, you might.
Yeah.
But it means to be freed from a criminal charge.
Yes.
Okay, by a verdict of not guilty.
So we have to understand, why are we talking the legal matter here? When Adam sinned, Jesus could not just come in and take the world back
right.
because it's a legal matter.
Right.
He gave Satan all the power
right.
and all the authority legally to take over.
Surrendering.
Yes. So he surrendered, Adam surrendered his authority to Satan.
Yeah.
The only way to get it back, it was by paying the price. And the price in this case is pure blood.
Yes. You know, I always look at it this way. You know, Satan wasn't Satan at first.
Correct.
He was an angel. His name was Lucifer. God placed him in the garden. He's in the garden. He's watching over God's new creation because he was one of the top angels. You know, he was
a cherub.
Worship leader, a cherub, you know, and God put him in the garden. And then when he saw God give the earth to Adam, he saw an opportunity to take possession from Adam of the earth, if he could get him to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
He couldn't steal it.
Right.
He couldn't take it.
It was deception.
Yes.
And that's his way. But you see, we made Satan. You know, yes. God made Lucifer, but man made Satan. When we surrendered the earth to Lucifer, he became Satan.
Yeah, and the prince of the world.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it, when you think about it? But look at Romans 3:28. It says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified. Here we go. There's that word again. That means he's acquitted, right? He's been set free, found not guilty by faith. So how do we find ourselves in the Christianese term of justification? It's, Martita, by faith, by truly believing that Jesus has done what he promised he would do apart from the deeds of the law. Jesus, you know, when we believe in the finished work of the cross, justification is what happens to us through that.
And again, because he paid the price with his blood.
Yeah. But it's an act.
It's all legal.
Yes.
It was all legal. And now we have to believe in it. Our job, he's done everything legally. Our job or our part is just to believe and receive the gift that he's given us.
Right. And it's got to be done by faith.
Yes.
You know, I think a lot of people are out there, Martita, and they're trying to be right with God by following the rules.
Yes.
They're trying, you know, to obey the law. You know, the law came through Moses. We were given rules.
Yes.
But we weren't given the rules to follow because really, if you look at the Ten Commandments, who can keep them?
There's no way.
There's no way any of you.
And if you break one, it's as you broke all of them. All. Yes. Yeah.
So there's nobody out there that can fully fulfill the Ten Commandments yourself because of the sin nature that's already within you. But Jesus did fulfill the Ten Commandments. So he was born without sin through a virgin, and he was able to live without that sin, without that issue, and he was able to overcome the law. But now he has issued, you know, grace to us through justification by faith. If we will believe in him, then we can be set free.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because a lot of times when I talk to people, they say, well, I'm a good person.
Right.
I've never killed anybody.
Right.
I've never done, you know, horrendous things. But you can steal a penny and you're a thief.
Yeah.
According to the law. According to the law.
If you covet.
Yes. If you have...
Who hasn't coveted?
A little white lie.
I like that boat.
Yeah.
I want it.
That's right. Or you know how many people say, oh, it was just a white lie. Mm-hmm. A lie is a lie.
Yeah. You're a liar.
Yes. So it doesn't matter. It's not by our works.
Yeah. It's got to be by faith. Romans 3:28, you know, in the New Living says, we are made right with God through faith, not by obeying the law. So by us having faith, and that, what is faith really? It's just total trust.
Yes.
Right? In Christ and in his sacrifice, and believing that, you know what, there was no other way, so God made a way. And if we'll just believe in the way that he made, which was his son dying on the cross for us, and if we'll receive him as our Savior, we become justified. We are declared perfectly righteous through faith.
And I want to add, it's not how we feel. This is a decision we make, because when I became saved, my Holy Spirit was purified and transformed instantly,
right.
But my mind and my body wasn't.
And we could talk the rest of the program about renewing your mind. And,
exactly.
You know, controlling the flesh.
But we have to realize it's not, oh, well, I don't feel saved. It doesn't matter how you feel.
Right.
This is a fact. If you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you repent for your sins, you are saved and you will go to heaven.
Right.
But then we have to renew our mind daily and learn.
And grow and mature and become who God's called us to be.
Yes. So it's not overnight. I mean,
it's literally like having a baby.
That's right.
Have you ever had a baby?
Oh, yeah. I have. You know,
my wife had one, man.
She had four.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, I've never physically had a baby, but I've had four children.
Yes.
And I had to grow them up.
Yes.
And I didn't expect them to use the bathroom on their own when the day they were born.
They have to be taught.
Yes, so do we.
That's right.
And that's what it is. See, you know, but they're still my kid.
That's right.
Even though they have a lot to learn, they have a lot of things to work out, they're my child, and we are God's child. The minute we accept Christ into our life, we become justified, and we are God's child, and we are in His kingdom.
And we're reconciled to the Father, but now we have to learn about this new kingdom.
Right.
We need
to
learn.
Operate in it.
Yes. So the best way is
faith.
The Word, and, you know, like our children, or, you know, I went to school all my life. So the same way, we need to go to school of the Bible.
Right.
You go to church, you go to Bible studies or home groups or,
read,
you know,
Bible,
read it, do research.
Watch videos on
YouTube. Yes, start seeking it
good
out.
Ones.
Yes. Again, well, you have to confirm it.
Don't if fall some for of the clickbait.
if you're reading something or somebody saying something and it doesn't agree with the Word, don't go with it.
Right.
Okay.
And if we say something that doesn't agree with the Word, don't go
with it either. But that's the thing. You need to do your own research and learn. It's not about us feeding you all the time. We just want to get you started. We're giving you the appetizer. You need to go cook your own healthy meal and eat it.
It's really more the palate cleansing little sherbet. It's what we are. Getting you ready for the meal.
Yes.
But, you know, let's talk about this for a minute. You know, Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, which we just explained.
Yes.
You're now justified through faith in Jesus. We have what? Peace with God.
Yes.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, everything has got to be done through Jesus. Once you give your life to Jesus, you know, you have a free will. You can choose to do things through yourself, or you can choose to do them through faith in Christ. And a lot of times, you know, like I'll get into situations and my flesh gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to walk in my spirit. I don't want to walk with God through that situation. I want to pitch a fit. I want to have a tantrum. I want to yell. I want to scream. My flesh wants to react. And what I say when that happens is I don't have peace.
No, it steals your peace.
It steals your peace. It robs you of your peace. So we can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ and be justified by faith, but we have to always be willing to go the God route.
Yes.
We have to be willing to take the God side of every situation rather than our own side, rather than what everybody else is telling us. We've got to go with what the Word of God is teaching us and telling us to do.
So I'm going to bring something, and I learned this from my daughter, Jenny. She always said, Mom, don't say I have to, say I want to. That makes such a difference, because when I have to do something, I will fight it. But when I want to do something, I get hungry and I go for it.
There you go.
I want to be completely transformed. And the only way I can do that is by seeking the Lord out and getting closer to Him. Mm-hmm. So I want to read Galatians 2:16.
Okay.
And this is going to be in the New King James Version. Knowing that a man is not justified or set free by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, which is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Even when we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Sure.
There's nothing you can do.
Nothing.
To be justified.
You can't be good enough.
No.
You know, I see a lot of people, and even I see a lot of pastors trying to teach behavioral modification. Ugh. You can't modify your behavior to a point that you can be good enough for God to accept you.
No.
The Bible says there's none without sin. All have sinned.
Yep.
All have fallen short of the glory of God in some way, shape, form, smallest, greatest. It doesn't matter. You could look at somebody down the road and go, you're the worst person I've ever seen in the world. You're a murderer. You can see people on TV that just wiped out people or did these horrendous things, you know, to people, dictators and leaders of countries. And then you can look at just the average person like you and me. And if you sin or he sins, sin is sin.
Yeah.
There's no difference. Without Jesus, without being justified, there's no hope for either of us.
And there's no amount of excuse that you can bring up.
Yeah.
That will justify you. There's not amount of money that can pay the debt.
Yeah.
It is all through Jesus Christ.
So I want to spin this for a second. I'm going to take you on an angle here. Have you ever seen somebody new come to church and, you know, they're coming into your church and maybe they're not perfect yet?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got to remember that we can't judge people by their works, by their life, by what they've done, what they used to do, or even what they're doing now.
That's right.
Because they could be justified by faith and still be going through some battles in their personal lives, maybe with addiction or drinking. But if they've given their lives to Jesus, God is looking at them by faith and he has justified them. So what place do we have as believers to unjustify them in the presence of God because of their actions when God has already wiped them clean? He's given them a new slate, and yes, they're dealing with some things. I'm not saying yes, everybody should be able to just go sin and we should all just be in agreement with it. But we've got to be very careful how we look at people, and we've got to be able to justify somebody by, you know, the cross and the finished work of Jesus, not by their actions.
Not only how we look at people, but how we act towards people, how we treat people, because they are precious in the Lord's eyes.
Yeah. See, we always judge ourselves by our intentions, but we judge others by their actions. See, I judge myself and I say, well, I really mean to do better than that, you know, but others, I'm like, hey, what's wrong with you? You know, what's your problem? How can you do that?
Or we want to bring
the same thing probably somewhere in my life. I let myself off the hook because I knew I had a better intention. Well, maybe they have a better intention.
Oh, then I repent on the back and said, Lord, please forgive me. But then I'm not forgiving somebody else.
Right. Oh, now we're hitting it.
You know, and it's like, and it doesn't matter how long I've been a Christian or a new believer. We fall short every day. We need to be there to uplift everybody, you know, and love on each other and help each other grow.
Yeah. I mean, that's powerful. I think it's so important for us as believers to step outside of our own judgments and outside of our own abilities to judge character, judge hearts, look at people. And we've got to be very careful.
Yes.
When we're judging people, the Bible says,
"Are we taking God's place?
Judge not, lest you be judged."
Yeah,
because the judgment that you're placing on somebody else is just as easily able to come back on you. And the key to all of that is that we walk in a life of justification. If we're justified, they're justified. Then we need to see them the way God sees them, and they need
love
to see
them the way God loves
the way
them.
That God sees us. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about this just for another minute.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, we are back, and once again, thanks to all of our sponsors. Martita, we've been talking about Christianese terms in the Bible, and the word that we've keyed in on today is justification, okay? And we just started talking about forgiveness through justification, and I want to go back to that for a minute. Why don't you read that scripture we were talking about during the break in Ephesians?
Okay, so this is Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, New King James Version. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
You know, we have got to get to a place where we understand the heart of God, where we understand what forgiveness really looks like from God's perspective. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he justified everybody. Everybody in the world's sins were washed away. They were set free. They were justified. And now the only issue is they have a free will. Are they going to choose to accept that justification or choose to reject that justification in Christ? You see, I don't believe that there is a sin on the planet that sends people to hell because Jesus washed every sin away. What sends people, you know, to a separation from God for eternity is the fact that they will not allow Christ to justify them, and they try to pay for their own punishment.
Oh my gosh, Kevin, that is so right. So let's get this down really clear. When Jesus died on the cross, there was no Christians, no believers yet. Because Jesus hadn't died and he hadn't risen and he hadn't gone to heaven yet. So he died and justified the whole world.
All of them.
And they didn't even know him.
Past, present, and future.
Yes, they had nobody had accepted
him.
My
great-great-grandkids are still justified.
Yes. Yes. Everybody, you have been forgiven. The debt has been paid. Our part is to accept that gift.
By faith.
That's right.
And be justified.
Yes. So learn, learn the new word. You have been justified by the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive that gift by faith.
And justification brings peace
yes.
into your life. You can have peace. If your life is in turmoil right now, all you need to do is call on the name of Jesus, allow him to justify you and to wash your sins away.
And be free.
By faith, believe that you have been set free and your freedom will manifest right there in front of you in your life. So, guys, we hope you enjoyed this program. This was so good, Martita. It was so good. Man, and we will see you guys tomorrow where we're going to talk about some more Christianese.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.